Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. ESB Networks has apologised for overcharging customers over a 12-year period. Last year, it was revealed that the electricity supplier had made an administrative error, resulting in domestic customers being overcharged by approximately 100 million euro or 54 euro each. Appearing before the Oireachtas Environment Committee today, its managing director, Nicholas Tarn, said the company did not collect increased revenue due to the mistake and that customers are currently being refunded. Tommy Meskell of our Oireachtas staff has this report.
This error resulted in the misallocation of the tariffs between different customer groups in a calculation in a complex financial model. ESB Networks did not collect increased revenue and did not gain financially from this error in allocation of the tariffs.
During the depths of the recession 14 years ago, a decision was made to subsidise the largest energy users to help keep these companies afloat. This was done by applying a tariff to domestic customers, but an error was made and they were overcharged. Today, the managing director of ESB Networks, Nicholas Tarrant, apologised to the Oireachtas Environment Committee.
We regret that this happened and I would like to apologise to the committee that it occurred. The cumulative impact of this overadjustment between customer groups covering the period from October 2011 onwards is 100.86 million.
Domestic customers were overcharged by an average of 54 euro. Sinn Féin Senator Lynn Boylan wanted to know who decided to implement this subsidy for large companies.
So it didn't come before the Dáil, it didn't come before the committee, it didn't come before the Seanad, which would have been the normal process for a Minister of Energy at the time, and Minister for Electricity, to inform the various institutions.
Jim Gannon of the Commission for Regulation of Utilities explained that it was simply asked to implement the decision.
A government decision had been made to implement a measure on the understanding that the CRU was accepting or willing to also implement that measure.
Questions too from Senator Timmy Dooley to ESB's managing director as to how this entire error was uncovered.
So CRU initiated a review back in 2021 and to look back on the implementation of it from 2010 onwards. And we looked at that in the finance team in ESB Networks, and we looked at the calculations and looked at it in depth. It was spotted by somebody that this was incorrect in terms of the original implementation.
Customers are now being reimbursed over the coming months. Nicholas Tarrant of ESB insisted that new procedures are in place to ensure that such an error doesn't happen again.
ESB Networks is confident that the enhanced US revenue and tariff setting process, as well as the associated key controls and governance measures now in place, are fit for purpose. And again, I'd like to conclude, Cathaoirleach, by apologising for the error that occurred.